Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck,
Hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Does it feel like the Dolphins play tomorrow? I always get so confused this time of year, you know, because this will be the end of the week for us. Tomorrow on this radio station, there'll be football, and then there'll be Game Day Uncensored, and Friday on this radio station, on this particular show, Panthers hockey Friday afternoon. So this is the end of the week for us, and I always, even if I'm working on Friday, I always get confused this time of year because it's Wednesday. But does it feel like the Dolphins are playing tomorrow? Because they got a big one tomorrow.
They do. Does it feel like Thanksgiving week to you, Hawk? Do you feel like tomorrow, I mean, you're not eating turkey, I guess, but does it feel like you're partaking in the festivities tomorrow? Because for me, it doesn't yet. It hasn't kicked in yet.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't feel much like it's Thanksgiving, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I have declared no turkey at the Hawkman household. That might be it. Like, we're having steak tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, I guess once I wake up and I start getting ready for football, I start putting some bets in, then it'll feel, I hope, like Thanksgiving. But yeah, there's something's off. Crowder's out today, by the way. He's out hunting. If you were listening the last couple of days, he's in southern Georgia. He's hunting. He slaughtered some raccoons last night. I don't know if slaughtered is the word hunters use, but that's what I use. He slaughtered some baby raccoons and family raccoons and all that. And then I think he said he's out trout fishing right now and didn't want to return.
Yeah. I can't think
slaughtered, not the right word.
I don't think so. I don't think that's the proper term you'd all use right for hunting. But I'm just so confused because he talked about like big game and deer and venison.
Yeah, and killed a couple of raccoons and went fishing for trout.
He promised us deer sausage, which I wasn't really thrilled about anyways to begin with.
No, I wasn't having it. Yeah.
Now, after hearing that all he did was kill three raccoons, I mean, I don't want anything that he's bringing us. I don't want anything.
You texted him, like, hey, you could have done that in Kendall.
Yeah. I live right by the zoo, brother. There's raccoons everywhere.
Anyway, he's not here. Jimmy is back, though. Jimmy was off yesterday. He was celebrating his birthday. You look much older, Jimmy. I do like the way you did your hair today, though. Seems to be parted to one side. Looks like there's a little gel in there. You're feeling your age. How old are you?
39.
39. Happy birthday, Jimmy. Did you enjoy your birthday day off?
I did. Went to Flanagan's.
Oh, I had Flanagan's for lunch today.
Oh, wow. That's a perfect way to celebrate a birthday.
So, what'd you get there at Flanagan's?
I got a burger.
Uh-huh. Mm. Did you do dessert? Like, they sing happy birthday to you, your family?
No. I just went with friends.
Gotcha.
I did something with my family, like, on Saturday.
Ah, that's right. You said you were celebrating it early. You had sent us a picture.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. You were missed yesterday. The show went off the rails yesterday. Solon almost walked out.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was angry. You were angry yesterday, Solon. Are you feeling better?
I'm good. I wasn't really angry at you.
Yeah, you were a little angry.
I was angry at Crowder. more than anything.
Because he wouldn't do the commercial that he was supposed to tape. And yeah.
This always happens where Crowder doesn't check his email, and then I have to post 15 clips before I'm leaving to catch a Heat game, which I almost missed, by the way. I was almost late to my broadcast.
Would have been funny, though.
Yeah, hilarious. Just hilarious.
Don't be late tonight.
Yeah, don't be late tonight. What's tonight?
They play Charlotte.
Well, I think it's an away game, yeah, so I believe them.
I know, that's a joke.
Ah, I got you. Yeah. Well done. Well done, Jimmy. What happened last night? You know, I watched the entire game. Dame Lillard started out real hot, and then the Heat miraculously made that run at the end, but I don't think they ever had the lead in that game, did they?
The Heat did not take the lead. They tied it.
Yeah.
But they never took the lead. I mean, Damian Lillard. Hawk, I don't know if he's still, like, holding a grudge.
But he shouldn't hold a grudge against Miami.
He shouldn't. But there are Heat fans who are upset with him and let him know they were upset with him for saying he only wanted to play in Miami, and then when it kind of got tough and things didn't look like they were going to work out, he whispered into his agent's ear, okay, but I'll play for the Bucks too. And, I called him out for that too. Like, hey, stick to your word. Stick to your guns, big guy. Stick to your guns, big guy. So anytime he plays Miami, there appears to be some sort of vendetta with Dame Lillard where he's like, yeah, you could have had me. You could have had me. Look what you could have had. And, oh, my God, did he terrorize us yesterday in the first half. I mean, terrorized.
Giannis yesterday.
No.
But they made a little game of it at the end. I'm guessing, I didn't look. Were the Heat favored?
I'm
guessing since Giannis was out?
They were. They were 2.5-point favorites before Giannis was ruled out. I didn't check the line after. I imagine it was pulled down.
I bet it
went up. And the Bucks have only played one game this season without Giannis. So it's not like they have a track record here. Took it to the Heat yesterday. It was fun at the end, and Miami had a couple chances.
I thought they were going to pull it out. I really did. Yeah. Tyler, I thought, had a decent look at the end. Terry Rozier had a nice big three at the end. Just couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah, Spo after was asked about it because, like, the Heat didn't need a three, Hawk. They were down one. They didn't need a three. There's 5 seconds left. But I don't think that was the first option. I think it was to Jimmy and the Bucks. Knew because of what happened in the Mavericks game. All right, well, we can't let Jimmy get the ball going to the rim. So next best option was Tyler Hero wide open, walking into a three at the top of the key. And it was almost, bro, it was halfway down. I mean, yeah. I think you live with that.
I think so. That one didn't annoy me as some of the other last second shots annoy me. Like, it was a good look, open look. He's just been a little off lately, hasn't he?
He's not putting up the insane numbers he was on that road trip. Yeah. But he's not playing bad. But his threes haven't been he's not shooting as efficiently.
He was an NBA All-Star for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like he has been the last couple of games.
Last couple of games, Jimmy's been better. There's no doubt. But Terry came off the bench yesterday, which is kind of like a big deal because he had started every game that he had been available. And then had a terrible first three quarters when he came in as a reserve. fourth quarter, went 5 for 5, 3 for 3 from 3, 13 points. Like, he kept the Heat in the game. So I don't know what Spo's going to do with this starting lineup. I don't know. I'm out of ideas, because then your second unit is Pelle Larsson. Khalil Ware's never playing. Yesterday, he gets in the game. They go on that big run. Like, I don't know. Just everybody seems to fit, but then they don't fit. Good luck, Spo. Good luck figuring that out.
Good luck, Spo.
Yeah.
Today on the show, we have a $50 Twin Peak gift card to give away.
Twin Peak?
I did that for you.
Thank you.
You jumped on me yesterday when I did that.
I did.
Yeah, he was very, very surly yesterday, Jimmy. Like, surly.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed you, man.
And I wonder if it was you. Like, I wonder if you're actually the glue that holds the show together.
Things fall apart when I'm not here.
You're a glue guy. You're Roni Turioff.
Who's that?
Anyway, we have a $50 Twin Peaks gift card to give away today. That'll be the final one this week. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us today. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us today. Doug Plagans is going to join us today. This is your proverbial stuffed turkey or loaded potato on a Wednesday show that'll end the week. So let us begin with headlines and Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The Canes are up to number 6 in the latest college football playoff poll, Hawk. They're projected to be the 3 seed, so not ranking, but the 3 seed if they beat Syracuse on Saturday. That's a 3:30 game or 3 o'clock game?
Yeah. 3:30.
3:30 game. And then they go to the conference title. If they take care of business there, again, a lot of ifs here, but if they do, they'll have a first-round bye in the first-ever college football playoff with 12 teams in it. That's pretty effing cool.
Just start with handling your business Saturday at Syracuse. Just start there.
It seems
get
easy.
To the championship
it seems
game.
Easy when you talk it out. Win your next two, you get a bye. Then all you got to do is win 2 games, and you're in the final.
Yeah, national champions.
That's it. Hey, so CBS Sports wrote one thing to be thankful for all 32 NFL teams. And I wanted to read this for you about the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa is upright. For now. They write, after going down with yet another concussion earlier this year, Miami should be grateful he's even standing tall, capable of making the Dolphins competitive with his precision. Tua, tomorrow, big-time game for him. Big-time game.
NFL, by the way, released Tua Tagovailoa, named AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
You know, on this day in Dolphins history, David Fioronis had tweeted it out, 30 years ago this day was the Dan Marino fake spike.
Fake spike. Yeah. Threw it to Ingram, caught 4 touchdowns. In that game. All 4 touchdowns Marino threw, caught by Ingram in that game. Best night of my life.
It was an incredible play. No one had ever seen anything like that before. That's why I caught the Jets off guard. People try to do that every now and then. But yeah, Dan Marino, that was just brilliant.
Best memory I have as a Dolphins fan, I think.
Fake spike?
Yeah, 30 years ago today. Absolutely amazing.
You were 0.
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple months old. That and the
Jimmy,
72
you were 25,
year.
So you remember.
I sure do.
You want to hear what they write about the Jets, Hawk?
All right.
Just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
A total blow-up awaits. That's what they should be thankful for.
That's what you should be thankful for.
Yeah, a total blow-up awaits.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
They get maybe the greatest, you know, one of the top 5 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, and literally it goes to hell in a season and a half.
You could argue last year was better. Aaron Rodgers just tearing his Achilles because you still had the what if factor. You still had the unknown of the situation. This year you knew. You messed around. You found out. Dude's garbage. Daniel Jones is going to sign with the Vikings.
Saw that.
1 year deal. And welcome back, El Pistolero, Lucho, Luis Suarez, greatest number nine of our generation. He's back with the Herons, staying with Inter Miami for another season.
All right.
Taylor Twellman.
Wanted to make sure the coach was to his liking. They named the new coach, and he said, okay, yeah, I'll stay.
Taylor Twellman, very, very upset, I imagine. Very, very upset.
Nothing like him.
So the Heat tonight, they're going to face the Charlotte Hornets, second night of a back-to-back. And then the Florida Panthers are going to try to win a damn game for the first time in over a week. They host the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight at the Amber.
That's why we're bringing on Plagans. Arena. I mean, maybe it's our fault. We haven't had him on during this losing streak. So we got to shake it up a little bit. Shake it up.
Hmm. Thanks, Scotty Farrell.
Yeah.
You think Plagans is going to subscribe to your new Thanksgiving Day tradition, which is F turkey?
Right. It's going to be interesting. I'm sure we've asked him before what he eats on Thanksgiving, but I don't recall. He strikes me as the kind of guy that might go off the board and get Arby's or something.
Nah. He's like
a traditionalist?
Yeah. Like he's like traditional American. Mm. He likes dark meat turkey. He doesn't like the white meat, the cardboard. He probably doesn't even love gravy. He probably doesn't even love gravy. He just wants like a bunch of dark meat turkey on a plate, some mashed potatoes, and a loaf of bread. That's it.
I don't know. I'm not certain you have that right.
Okay. Your weather. Rabbi Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy today in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid to upper 60s. That is your weather. You got me in trouble a little bit with my parents because...
What happened?
You know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I told them, we were celebrating my brother's birthday a couple nights ago. I told them, Hawk's kind of onto something here. F the turkey. Like, we don't ever eat turkey. Why are we eating turkey?
Right. Because, you grill it? Does he grill it out in the parrilla?
Yeah. He buys it grilled. My dad doesn't... Nobody cooks a turkey. My parents just buy it.
You buy turkey?
Yeah.
Like, from an carved already, or you go turkey breast?
No, they buy the turkey breast, and then my brother carves it. They buy it from an Argentinian restaurant called Puerto Madero in Kendall.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's fine. It happens
so
to be very good.
You suggested, hey, no turkey this year?
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Why do we... Well, the problem is they already ordered it. So my dad's already, you know, he's committed. But I told him this idea. I'm like, hey, we eat meat all the time.
We love steak.
Right.
Like, what are we doing?
We would never eat turkey, ever. Why are we doing it on Thanksgiving? We're not white. Like, we don't... What do we care? We're from Uruguay.
Right.
What the hell do we care about the pilgrims? So... But apparently they're all entrenched in this idea of Americana Thanksgiving. So they're like, no, we're doing it. We do it once a year. So they're a little angry with me for even suggesting it.
So you're doing it at your house, because I know you had the pre-Thanksgiving last weekend.
Yeah, this will be at my parents' house. I still don't have a dining room table at my new humble.
I meant your parents' house.
Yeah,
my bad. Yeah. You making something? You bringing something?
No. No.
Just showing up.
Yeah, I just show up. I'm the talent. I'm the broadcaster. I bring the entertainment.
Gotcha. Feel the same way. Jimmy, you going you guys going out or you stay home?
We're having Thanksgiving at home.
Yeah. And you do the traditional Thanksgiving turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes?
Yes, and we're frying the turkey this year.
Ooh. Oh, I like a fried turkey.
That's good.
That's the only thing that could make me come around on having a turkey. When we had the house, we did fry it a couple of times. Now we're in an apartment. I don't think you can fry a turkey in an apartment. They frown upon that.
They don't let you fry it, though, at your house, right, Jimmy? Like, you're not in charge of the frying process?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. We have to keep, like, 30 feet away.
I'll burn the house down.
All right. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment. We can talk some UM Syracuse. You know, his son plays for Syracuse. And talk a little turkey with him. Little Dolphins.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Rhonda Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, before we talk some football and Thanksgiving, if you're looking for Dolphins or Canes merch, want to do your holiday shopping, Caneswear on University Drive or caneswear.com online. Aronde Gadsden, he's a Dolphin fan through and through because he played his, well, I shouldn't say his entire NFL career, but most of his NFL career with the Dolphins. But his son plays for Syracuse, and that's who Miami is playing on Saturday. Are you torn on the Miami-Syracuse game, or you root for your son and whatever happens, happens?
I'm torn between my son and my son. Come on, I'm going for Syracuse on Saturday, unfortunately.
Well, you could want Miami to win, but Aronde to have, you know, 6 touchdowns and 240 yards receiving.
All right, let's go with that. I want UM to win and him to have 6 touchdowns and 240 yards receiving, and then we go play Colorado.
All right, fair enough. And then would you be torn between Deion Sanders and your son?
Not really.
I hope not. What should we know about Syracuse? Admittedly, the only thing I follow on Syracuse is your son. So what should we know about Saturday's game?
We're going to throw the ball a lot.
He's had a good season, right? Your son?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing pretty well. You know, we're excited about the season he's been having. He's had 300-yard games back-to-back. So, you know, hopefully we can get 4 in a row, and that'll be a good thing for him at least. And usually leads the team to victory when he does well. So, you know, they're going to play tough. I mean, it's going to be loud. It's inside the dome. You know, so it's gonna be loud. Probably, you know, just as loud as UM has ever played, you know, anywhere, you know, as an outside stadium, because, you know, it's inside, and the toughest part is gonna be making it to the stadium. I think, you know, it may be 20 degrees, but when you get inside, it's 72. But wherever you park, wherever you tailgate, getting to the stadium is the rough part. So other than that, man, I think it ought to be a pretty good game. I mean, they got the number 1 and 2 quarterbacks in the ACC, probably in the country, really. So it's gonna be pretty good. I think whoever has the best running game will probably come out victorious. You know, and I got a lot of dudes. You know, listen, it's not like I'm not pulling for UM. I got a lot of dudes I coach, a lot of heritage guys. Even, you know, even like Restrepo went to St. Thomas at the same time, and so a lot of dudes in the area that I know and coached with and coached against are playing at UM. But you know, I have to be kind of partial and biased to Syracuse. We've been having a good season, you know, where UM has a good season. 8-3 for Syracuse is, you know, super fantastic.
Yeah. Should Hurricanes fans be a little nervous about this one? I think the Hurricanes are like 10-point favorites. Should Canes fans be a little nervous?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think so. Just because it's Fran Brown. He's the head coach. He's done a magnificent job his first year. there at Syracuse. You know, he was at Georgia 4 years prior, and you don't really know what to, you know what to expect. I don't know what to expect. It's his first year. You know, he's trying to get his, you know, good foothold in the ACC as far as recruiting. He's been the recruit of the year last 2 years in the country. So, obviously, this would be a showcase for him. But he said Saturday at 3:30 is going to be a day party. So, you know, we're excited. Mm-hmm. He wants to try to win, obviously. You know, with crystal ball, you kind of know what you're getting. You know, you kind of know how it's going to work. But, you know, Fran being his first year, you never know. So, I know, like I said, I know we're going to throw the ball a lot. So, that's a big deal.
Aronde hopes so. Aronde the second.
No,
hope so.
I mean, we've been averaging about, you know, 45 passes a game. So, that's a lot. You know what I mean? So. I'm pretty sure we'll continue that. So, you know, it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be, you know, some fireworks, obviously, but I think whoever runs the ball best will win the game.
Yeah, but OG, I mean, man, Kyle McCord is leading your offense, or the Syracuse's offense, to like over 30 points a game. You've scored almost 40 in like your last seven games. But the one game that I did watch of Syracuse this year happened to be that game against Pittsburgh, where McCord threw five interceptions. So, like, what did Pittsburgh do to force him into making turnovers, or was it just a bad game from him?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. No. you know, listen, styles make fights. You know what I mean? And Pittsburgh's style was, you know, a little different than our style, and just caused them problems. I mean, out of the five picks, three of them were pick sixes. So, you know, you get 21 points off of interceptions, then you're in a hole. So, it was a bad game. You know, it didn't deter us from doing anything. It was, you know, it was outside. It was cold. It was in Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, it was a bad game. They played a hell of defense. I think they trapped and doubled Aronde a lot. And, you know, that kind of caused some confusion. You know, the one thing about Kyle is he's not that big a runner. So he's kind of a pocket passer. So you make him have to run. It's a little different. So, like I said, style make fights. We didn't do the well. Listen, we put that behind us, and we keep moving. But he's been great. You know, you scratch your head, why did Ohio State let him go? But I think he's happy where he is. And, you know, we have been putting up a lot of points. You know what I mean? Like last week, we threw for 470 yards passing. They had three receivers over 110 yards receiving. So, you know, he's putting the ball in the air. He loves it. He's happy there. And so he's happy. We happy in the gas and household. He's throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah, sounds like a Jay Fiedler offense. I mean, just zipping the ball around.
There you go. Definitely.
Speaking of inclement cold weather, so the Dolphins are in Green Bay tomorrow night. It's going to be uber cold. There is a slight possibility of snow now. Do you give the Dolphins and Tua in cold weather, prime time, Lambeau Field, do you give them a chance to win tomorrow?
My mind says not a chance, but my heart says yes. And my heart says that because, you know, as a player and as a competitor, you can only hear it but so much. You know what I mean? Like, I can recall, like, we were probably on this slide, just like we are against Buffalo. We were probably on that slide against the Jets. We were like 0-5, and then, you know, coming up on the sixth or seventh game, and you just like, yo, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to do what I have to do and do some extra to, you know, break this situation. Like I said, we were 0-6, and, you know, that's like 3 years. Like, home, away, home, away, home, away. Like, come on, bro. And then, I'm sure Tua's heard this until you know, he's sick in the stomach. You're 0-7 in games under, you know, 40 degrees. Yeah, you know, Dolphins don't win in the cold, blah, blah, blah. So as a player and as a competitor, you like, look, all right, that's it. We had enough. You know what I mean? But, you know, you know, you are what your record says you are.
Right. Saying it is one thing, doing it is another thing.
Yeah, doing it is another thing. You know, going out there, you know, and that's why football is a great game. It's a team game. You could be hot. You could be like, I ain't having it. But, you know, you got 10 other people that got to feel the same way and perform the same way. So, you know, whereas I, you know, may have, you know, geared myself up to be hot and block it out my mind, two of those linemen may not have. Or, you know, the defensive, you know what I'm saying, the nickelback may not have. You know, he may be freezing his buns off and, you know, it doesn't work. So, you know, I always hark back to, you can recreate heat, but you can't recreate the cold. So, you know what I mean? You can practice in clothes, you can turn the heat up, but you can't make it 23 degrees, you know? And so that's the tough part about it. But, you know, hey, we come out and start fast, we got a shot.
Hey, OG, Jalen Waddle finally had a big game the other day, so we got Stephen Ross waddling in the suite. Yeah. how does that work, though? Like, Waddle's obviously frustrated because there was even that mic'd up clip that got released where he was saying, like, finally, you know, I'm having a big game. Do you think he goes to Tua and tells him, like, bro, throw me the damn ball already? Because the offense has been working, right? It looks more productive. It looks more sustainable. They want to talk about how it's going to be a better approach offensively, what they've been doing in these cold weather games, in these games against elite teams. But also, you have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as decoys, and that's not good. So, like, how does that work as an elite receiver? You go tell the quarterback, like, hey, I love you, but throw me the effing ball already.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, obviously defenses dictate where the ball goes, and especially in that type of system. You could see the plays, how they work. Like, you saw one play where Tyreek motioned outside of Waddle, and Waddle did a screen. He just backed up 2 feet and held his hand up like, I'm about to get the ball. And the linebacker and the DB came at Waddle, which thought he was going to get a screen, which opened up Tyreek behind him. So it's, you know, it's defense dictate where the ball goes. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure he said it once or twice, but it just wasn't that time. Like, you can't, and that's what I said earlier, it's a team game. Like, Jonnu Smith has been killing. So, you know, you don't want to take away from Jonnu because he's been killing just to throw me the ball once or twice. You have to understand that. But, you know, like I say, it's not that type of offense. If it's a, let's say like Cincinnati, when Jamar Chase said he wants the ball, he getting the ball because it's that type of offense. They're not throwing on time. They're not throwing to a spot. They're throwing, you know, to a guy because he can beat his man. Like, you know, you got two dynamic receivers. It's tough. You know, today is your day. Like, you know, you have to accept that. This Thursday may be, you know, Tyreek Hill's day. So it's different. You have to accept, you know, what's going on with the ball and how the game is going. I'm just happy to see he got the ball and had a day because he's a hell of a receiver. He's a mismatch, man. He's a mismatch. Like, when he's open, he's open. It's not even close. Like, he's running away from people. And so I'm glad that happened to him. And so we'll see what Thursday brings. And you know, whatever it takes to win, we got to win.
I'm with that, man. If they could win tomorrow, that would be something special.
Yeah,
now,
You know how big that would be, because I do think we get to 10 wins, and is 10 and 7 good enough, 11 and 6 good enough to get in the playoffs? Maybe with some help.
11 and 6, I think does it. I think 10 and 7 is a crapshoot at this point. But it also kills a bunch of narratives, you know? It kills the Tua can't win in cold, they don't play well in prime time, they can't beat big teams. Like you can really kill a bunch of narratives with a win tomorrow night. So I just hope it happens for their sake. And I know what the show is going to sound like on Monday if they don't.
It's tough because and I think if you can recall, when we did have the one good game that we could have won in Buffalo, I think that was the snowball game. Remember, they were hitting everybody with snowballs. Yeah. Cameraman, everybody. I think, you know, Mostert had like 146 yards rushing at like the third quarter, or, you know what I'm saying? And we stopped for some reason giving him the ball. So I think, you know, obviously the running game is going to play a big deal in it. It's just that you have to have those dudes, man. I, you know, we have to hope that 18 – was 18 from Texas A&M, and Wright
he can play in the cold too.
Yeah, Wright's from Tennessee. Nah, you know, maybe, but not 23. You know what I'm saying? Not 23. So,
what
you know,
what are you doing tomorrow for Thanksgiving? What's on the menu?
Turkey, smoked turkey. We're going to Syracuse Friday morning, so not a lot. We're not trying to have a bunch of leftovers and stuff, but obviously the regular stuff.
Traditional.
Nothing fancy. Hopefully, God willing, next year we have a fancier one. You know what I mean? But I think we're just doing a traditional. You know, the big deal.
Are you making an announcement there?
No, I'm not. I said God willing, and hopefully, you know, cross my fingers. Yeah. But the big deal is whether you get regular, real cranberry sauce or canned cranberry sauce. That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I think you got to go real. I mean, the canned, obviously, very easy. But, you know, in the Hockman household, I swore off turkey and stuffing and potatoes last year after Thanksgiving. I just decided I'm tired of doing this on Thanksgiving. My son doesn't even love it. My wife slaves over the bird all day long. And so this year we're doing steak. We're having steak.
What? Who does that on Thanksgiving, bro? Who does that?
Yeah, I'm zigging while others zag.
I mean, listen. I mean, you're closest to pilgrims I know, and you're doing steak? No, you got to do things. You gotta get a turkey, man. Get a turkey breast.
I can't do
something.
It again. Every year.
Go to Boar's Head and get a turkey breast or something, bro. Come on, man.
Every year we do the turkey and I'm
go to Disney World and get a turkey leg or something.
And I'm just not into it. And last year I was like, you know what? I don't want to do this again. I don't like stuffing enough to do this again and turkey enough. And so I gave my son a choice. I said, let's either do steak, ribs, or lasagna. And he chose filet. Yeah.
Those your choices? Holy mackerel. I don't think those are that's not Thanksgiving at all. You definitely not a pilgrim at all, man.
I don't know if it'll feel like Thanksgiving tomorrow. It'll be very interesting, you know?
Yeah, it just feels like a Friday night at your house. We're not going now. We're definitely not coming to your house. Like, you're not even having pie?
No. We're doing steak and some dinner rolls. I think Lori's making some dinner rolls. And what is it like? She makes this, it's not asparagus, not broccoli. What's the Brussels sprouts? Brussels sprouts with goat cheese and like a vinaigrette.
Whoa, that's real Anglo-Saxon right there.
Yeah,
holy
super
mackerel.
Classy. Super
Jesus
classy.
Christ. No bacon on them? Like, at least put some bacon on them.
There is some bacon in there. All right.
But, I mean,
we are doing, I think, mashed potatoes. That's a throwback, you know, to the pilgrims.
Well, it seemed like you got steak. You should have baked potatoes. But anyway, mashed potatoes is cool.
And then we're either going to get a cookie cake from Publix after the show tonight, or is Krispy Kreme open tomorrow? Because if it's open tomorrow, I'm going to go get Krispy Kreme donuts in the morning.
No, man, you can't do that, man. That's sacrilegious or something. That's what they call it. Can't
Why?
Do that, man. Because it's Thanksgiving, bro. You got to have something of
cake or donuts.
No, you got to have something of Thanksgiving ilk. Get your regular pumpkin pie or something. I know you don't do sweet potato, you do pumpkin, but go ahead and get that.
I like sweet potato pie, but I eat it as a side, not as a dessert.
Oh, okay. All right. As a side, so you have Brussels sprouts, steak, apple pie, and mashed potatoes?
No, but I don't have apple pie. Sweet potato. But we're not making sweet potato pie, so it doesn't matter.
Obviously, you could have lasagna and donuts, man. Your stomach gonna be all doing flips, man.
I mean, that's what happens on Thanksgiving anyway. Why shouldn't I have lasagna and donuts instead of turkey
because,
and stuffing if I don't love turkey and stuffing?
Listen, the best part about Thanksgiving. Listen to me, coming from an Afro American. I'm not Trick Daddy. I kind of stay with what I am, but. That second plate is the bomb. After a nap, you take a nap, because I'm going to take a nap during the Dallas game, because that's going to suck, right? That second plate be the bomb. When you put gravy on everything, you just gravy everything, the whole plate, gravy.
That is the one thing. There's not really going to be leftovers because you're not, you know, each person's going to get one steak. So it's not like there's going to be leftover steak.
You can imagine having lasagna and donuts watching the Dolphin game. That would be terrible, bro.
I'll give you a report. I'll send you a picture tomorrow. All right, Rondé Gadsden.
Thanks, man. I hope OG does great on Saturday.
I hope Miami wins, but I hope OG does great on Saturday.
Thanks, man. We'll take it, man. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to both of y'all, man, your families, man. Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well.
All right. Thanks, OG.
There you go. Rondé Gadsden, former Miami Dolphin and proud Syracuse parent. Take a break here. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
Hawk and Crowder.